This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas has a big wildlife problem. Herds of feral swine are rooting up forest habitat, pastures, and even row crops, causing millions of dollars in damage across the state. In 2017, the Arkansas General Assembly established the Arkansas Feral Swine Eradication Task Force to come up with solutions for the state legislature to fund next session. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Arkansas Forest Resources Center has also just completed a scientific survey this summer to measure the impact and perception of wild hogs in Arkansas.
The scientific survey was conducted by Kenneth Wallen, an assistant professor at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture and the University of Arkansas Monticello College of Forestry, Agriculture, and Natural Resources.
One of the issues that we have is that we don't have a lot of information. So the status is kind of up in the air right now, and that's one of the things that we're trying to help understand is the actual distribution of feral hogs in Arkansas, the impact that they're having on individuals and properties, and trying to get some very high-quality data to inform management and legislators.
The Arkansas Task Force on Feral Swine Eradication, comprised of state and federal agency, commission, and association representatives, has issued anonymous online feral hog reporting and sighting forms, but Wallen says his research method, a telephone survey completed in late August, is a controlled scientific sampling.
Our survey is actually administered from the University of Arkansas system, the Division of Agriculture, specifically our research center here at the University of Arkansas Monticello, which is the Arkansas Forest Resources Center. Our survey was conducted in partnership with the University of Arkansas in Little Rock at the Survey Research Center there, and we used standard protocols to survey Arkansans throughout Arkansas to understand what type of sightings, reportings of feral hog activity they've had on their property in approximately the last 5 years. But then also we wanted to understand sort of the impact that that activity has had on the land. If any property has been damaged, livestock has been damaged, any type of damage incurred from feral hog activity. And we tried to narrow it down specifically to different types of habitats, so whether it's row crop, pasture land, timberland, or just yards for that matter. And one of the reasons we did this is because a lot of the data out there is anecdotal and hasn't really been collected in standard scientific methodology. So we tried to put a foundation down to make sure that the Arkansas Feral Hog Task Force, legislators, and researchers themselves are all getting high-quality scientific data to understand the impact, specifically the economic impact of feral hogs here in Arkansas.
Wallen says a technical report will be issued on his research results, along with literature for public access.
Yeah, so for about the past 6 months or so, we've been developing and designing the survey and the questionnaire that we use to ask Arkansans questions about their feral hog activity and the impact that it's had. And now that we have the data, we'll begin diving into that to extrapolate some basic statistics to share with the task force, to share with the legislator, and then we'll dive into it a little bit deeper to understand some more predictive power within the survey and within the questions that we ask themselves. That might take another 6 months or so. All the information is going to be made available to the public, either via the Arkansas Forest Resources website or whatever we share with all of our partners that are on the Feral Hog Task Force.
Feral hogs are considered by wildlife biologists to be an invasive species brought to America from Europe by early settlers.
So that is part one. Part two is in around the 1800s or so, somewhere within that century. We actually brought over European boars, Eurasian boars, which is the same species as the domestic pigs that we're all familiar with, for hunting purposes. And those kind of started in Appalachia, in Tennessee specifically. And from there, they've sort of dispersed throughout the Southeast. One of the reasons that they're here in Arkansas and one of the reasons that they're so prominent within the Southeast is because we have pretty light winters So they're able to survive the winters and populate basically year-round, reproduce year-round.
Wild boars and sows, which can live up to 8 years, can produce up to 2 litters of a half dozen piglets per season. Adult feral swine are huge, weighing several hundred pounds each. Packs of wolves and panthers, now extinct in Arkansas, once served to keep feral hogs in check. Today, the hogs have no predators aside from hunters. Wildlife experts say herds began to dramatically expand across the southeastern U.S. in the 1990s. Feral swine, known to carry infectious diseases, are difficult to control. Wild hogs are intelligent and nocturnal, rooting through pastures and row crops and destroying forest habitat, causing last year an estimated $30 million in damages, according to the Arkansas Agriculture Department.
Even public lands, there's been stories of them digging up cemeteries and those types of public parks and stuff like that. That's sort of their rooting and wallowing behavior that we're all familiar with from watching pigs on farms. You know, they love rolling around in dirt and mud, but they're also digging for food, you know, digging up row crops because there's plentiful food, digging up food plots from sport hunters. Sometimes they will look for wildlife that nest on the ground and disturb some of their nesting areas, particularly birds.
To maintain zero population growth, feral swine herds have to be reduced, experts say, by 70% annually. To achieve that goal, the Arkansas Feral Hog Eradication Task Force aims to appropriate funding from the state legislature next year to launch an eradication awareness campaign, a feral hog control handbook containing assistance programs, regulations, as well as contact information for hunters and trappers working to reduce nuisance hogs on the landscape will also become available. The Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service also posts a feral hog control website containing fact sheets and resources for landowners. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about feral swine and the work of the Arkansas Feral Swine Eradication Task Force, you can find our story link at ozarksatlarge.com.